Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. My loved one sustained a severe traumatic brain injury. I keep hearing a lot of comments and questions related to what my loved one understands as it applies to many different situations. Can you please help clarify these situations? Answer. Great question. And yes, the ability to understand does come into play under various conditions. As one can imagine, after sustaining a brain injury, the thinking skills of a person is not back to baseline prior to the injury. Whether it's memory impairment, or difficulty with attention. There are various facets, as discussed in previous podcasts, to what is affected when a brain is injured. This also includes the ability to understand, which is also known as insight. People can have various levels of insight. For example, someone high functioning could have the insight to understand a very complex situation and decide to make the proper choice based on that. For example, if someone is hiking and they approach a river and they also see a bridge nearby, a person then has the understanding to know that in order to get to the other side, they either have to get wet and swim across the river to the other side, or walk a little bit further to the bridge and walk across the bridge and stay dry. This demonstrates an insight into the situation. Applying this to someone who has sustained a brain injury means that a person, this patient, may not have the insight to know what truly happened to them. The patient may not understand that his or her balance is impaired, which affects his or her walking skills and could lead to falls. Therefore, this lack of insight or this inability to understand his or her current condition could lead a person to jumping out of bed and then falling down because he or she does not understand their current level of functioning. So this is the idea of insight. So with this lack of insight, one may find on an inpatient rehab unit that the unit might be a locked unit. There might be a special code or a special button that is needed to be pressed or entered in order to get off and on the unit. This is for safety of the patients that might be highly functional, able to walk, yet lack insight into their condition and have poor memory and or poor route finding skills and end up walking off the unit if it was not a locked unit. Related to the idea of hopping out of bed and not being able to balance, many rehab units have essentially what is a netted bed or an enclosure bed where a patient can be zipped up into a bed and unable to get out on their own abilities. With this, someone else then has to unzip the bed in order to help the patient out of the bed. This helps protect patients from hurting themselves and or injuring themselves due to a lack of insight. In many situations, a patient who sustained a brain injury actually sometimes seems to like the net bed because they can feel that this is their own area, their own territory, their own personal space. And so it all things that might appear to some people as stringent or possibly neglectful, in truth is not, because it's protecting the patient from hurting themselves while their lack of insight has not yet developed back to where it was before the injury. Some hospitals will use a sitter or someone that is able to provide one-to-one supervision and sits in the room with the patient and watches them to make sure they do not stand up on their own accord and then fall, for example. Do know that in any inpatient rehab facility, what becomes of this is that the rehab doctor and the rest of the rehab team will frequently analyze and talk about the situation of using a net bed or a sitter and work with the patient to taper the patient off of this level of supervision until the patient is safe enough to not need a net bed or one-to-one supervision. This lack of insight, this inability to understand, also leads a patient to not being able to make proper decisions for themselves. This leads to the terms of capacity, power of attorney, and guardianship. Again, these in many cases are legal terms and legal statuses. And for more specific information, you should consult your attorney, as it can vary state by state. And these are very technical laws that a lawyer is generally skilled in. So the first step is something called capacity. What is a patient's capacity or ability to make decisions for themselves? This is something that is ever changing, especially if a patient is recovering. And depending on the decision that a patient has to make, he or she may or may not have the capacity to make that decision. For example, the decision on whether to eat a banana or an apple is less complex than the decision on how to manage one's finances. Therefore, a patient could have the capacity to choose the banana or apple and yet lacks the capacity, does not have the capacity, does not have the ability to make financial decisions for him or herself. This then leads to the idea of a power of attorney, which is a document that allows another person to act on an individual's request. A patient oftentimes needs to have capacity to decide on a power of attorney. Another level in this lack of insight and capacity is the idea of a guardian or guardianship. This is often a person appointed to make all decisions for a patient who is incapacitated. So someone who is not able to make any decisions for him or herself, such as someone in a coma. I hope this provided a little more insight, no pun intended, into the ideas of a person's ability to understand and some of the legal ramifications involved in this. At this time, today is Memorial Day. We take the time now to recognize those who lost their life defending our great nation, the United States of America. We take the time to provide insight into ourselves and to others to recall the great actions many took to keep our nation safe. We also recall that many lost their lives through the sustaining of a brain injury. We also recall that the level of medical care and care specifically for a patient with brain injury now has greater awareness. The medical arena has greater insight, and the rehab arena has greater insight and awareness as well into helping these patients. May we all have a meaningful and insightful Memorial Day and take the time to recognize those who have fallen to preserve and keep our great nation safe and secure. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.